hanging in. Been a shooting the stars, but never meaning no harm. We've been waiting on a lucky charm. We've been praying lately. We've been watching for a sign. Shoes on our doors. Time is right to stay. Time is right to turn. Drowning for days, stuck in the mud, choking on dust. But a prize lies for us. The time is right. Time is right to play. Time is right to breathe before they take our breath away. They take our breath away.
All right. Oh, my turn.
Are you trying to make the most of this bitterness of greed? You're living on the back end of tomorrow, but you're only yesterday's disease. Yeah.
It's better this way. We both agree. There's nothing to say. As we both concede, I'll stare at the floor. But I slip through the cracks. You slip through the door without looking back. It's sad, sad song written in my head. A ballad of whiskey and tears of a life that I'd rather forget. But we don't forget. Yes. To say, as we both concede, I stare at the sky and I search through the clouds, brighter days. Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. My name is Don Jennings. We are in the second hour of our show, and we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A, and my guest here tonight, Creosote frontman Jason Steed. Go ahead and introduce the folks backing you up here tonight.
Well, there's Dwayne Hollis on bass, Ernie Mendoza's on drums, and Chris Burrows on lead guitar.
Cool. Well, it's a pleasure having you down here. It's been a few years since you've been here.
It has.
And really looking forward to the performance tonight and chatting with you a little bit. Now, last time you were down, you had, I believe, recently released or re-released Black Smoke. That the whole saga of that album is kind of a mystery to me still, because you released it on the internet available for download, and then you did like the actual physical release. So
yeah, you know, that one took a long time to get together. It was kind of, yeah, I was giving it away online, and then a friend of mine who had his own publishing company, him and his friends had sort of a collective where they would release their own books and music. They're, you know, writers and artists and stuff, and mm-hmm. he heard it, and he kind of got one day just kind of got excited about the idea of fixing it and putting it out. And so he was sort of the catalyst. He got me to get everything together that we needed. And, we sent it out to California to be remixed. And he kind of just, you know, kept the ball rolling for me. Found a couple of people to invest in it. And we finally put it out. And
so the physical release then was actually different, a remixed, remastered version of what you had originally
Absolutely.
Put out there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sounds a lot different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so since that album came out then a couple years ago at this point, what's the plans now? Are you currently in the process of recording?
Yeah. It's you know, I like to keep a good five years between projects. Yeah, you know, we started to actually a couple years ago recording stuff at Chris's studio. Chris has his own studio, and we've been you know, kind of over the years doing a little bit here and a little bit there, and actually, you know, kind of at a point where I feel like the songs have kind of changed enough. You know, I'm still playing a lot of songs that have been, they've been kind of evolving over the last couple of years, and it's almost to the point where I think we're just gonna start over and try and just, you know, go into the studio and just lay it all down, do it like it's supposed to be done, you mm-hmm. know? And then I may end up sending it back to the place, that mixed Black Smoke and kind of going about the same way as we did the last record. It was, you know, self-released, you know, I ended up sending it out to a lot of places.
Right.
And, you know, trying to get some interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been performing under the moniker Creosote, and it's whether you're doing a solo front room show at Plush or whether you're performing with a lineup like you have here tonight. Mm-hmm. And what sort of lineup then do you have on the album that you have been or will be recording?
Mostly I think when we originally started, it was Chris and Dwayne were on there, and Joe Pena was playing, did a lot of the drums. Mm-hmm. We've recorded some tracks here and there throughout where we've had different people. I think Mark's played on a track. He played on the Christmas song that we just released with on the Christmas in Tucson record that Elizabeth Cherry put out. It was for the Primavera Foundation or whatever. And so we've had a couple of guest people sit in, but the core for a while has been me and Chris and Dwayne, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's been, I think, you know, Chris quits every time, every time we play. So,
all right. Well, once again, it's great having you down here, and going to be listening to some more stuff here from you in Studio 2A over the course of the hour, and talking a little bit about some other stuff that you have coming up. But would love to get back to some live stuff here in Studio 2A right now.
Sounds good.
All right, Creosote right here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
All right, Ernie, this one's for you.
All right.
Well, the clock stopped after midnight. Yeah, I guess there was a storm. But I waited by the fire till it burned out. It was awakened by the cold.
then I thought about December when me and you were gone, and the road froze up beneath us with our love, dear Cimarron. Yes, Cimarron. Take a picture of the motorcycle rider on the road. He's taking home his brother on a trailer on Bastion's record. Well, we talked about his life and how we'd never be the same. Well, I never met the rider nor his brother, but I miss him just the same. And as the cycle it's turned, will it weigh me down? It still weighs me down till I come around. Someone said that California must be dead. It doesn't make a difference, the killed, the only witness. Thank you.
someone said, your California's out, it's dying back. And heartache, are you gonna make them stick in your mind where the single lanes of words become highways? Can the road release the heartache from your eyes? Well, it's a long way down. Yeah, it's a long way down. And if I stick around, well, I'll show you all the back roads and the shortcuts I found. Behind all my friendships when we take long way down. Long way down. And are you counting down the minutes till you stay or leave this place? Are you gonna make a run? Where all the truck stops and the stations, they all seem like palaces. I'd hold the royalty of everyone. And it's a long way down. Yeah, it's long. And if I stick around, well, I'll show you all the back roads and the shortcuts I found. Me and all my French use when we take a long way down. Down. On you like a forest fire.
burning bright. Burning down your bridges every night. But you don't have to burn them to the ground. One thing I can tell you, it's a long way down. It's a long way down. And I remember we were sneaking out the back door of your house, and your father cursed the day I was born.
All right, once again, you are listening to Creosote, recorded live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on KXCI. Now, I wanted to get some important information out there to the listeners, some more information available about you on a couple different places on the web, creosotemusic.com,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, the ubiquitous myspace.com/creosote.
Yep.
Keep up to date about gigs that you have coming up in the near future, including a week from tonight. You're playing a lounge show at Plush. Now, is that going to be a solo gig, or... Do you know yet?
It depends on who wants to show up. You know?
Okay.
It's a Monday night. I may do a set on my own and then a set with the band, you know.
Right.
Whatever they want to do.
If Chris has rejoined the band.
You never know. You know, usually give him a few days and mm-hmm. he comes around.
Well, another one of the gigs that you have coming up is in April. Tell me about this Outlaw Music Festival.
You know, I don't know a whole lot about it. I got an email. I'm on somebody's list, and it was just about this outlaw country music show in Tombstone, Arizona that's going to happen on April 12th. And I know we're not, you know, your grandpa's country band, but the stipulation was that it was not mainstream country. That's what they were looking at.
Right.
And depending on the gig and how we're feeling, we can sound a little more country or a little more rock. So, but it sounds like it'd be a fun time. You know, I don't know who else is playing yet. I know he's, he just sent me out a little contract that I got to send back. So I think it's still early days, mm-hmm. but I don't know, a bunch of outlaw country bands playing in Tombstone just sounds like, you know.
Should be a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Well, a couple of details about that. What I do know is that it's at the Dragoon Saloon at the Good Enough Mine in Tombstone. It's going on from noon to midnight on Saturday, April 12th. And I'm hoping to get some more info about that as it draws closer, so we can keep people up to date about that.
Yeah, it should be cool.
Yeah. Any other gigs coming up in the near future for you?
You know, I don't have much booked right now. You know, I'm entering one of those dormant phases where I start trying to write and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I really, you know, really want to think about doing this recording stuff, you know, getting the new record figured out. I think every time I come on this show, I promise, yes, this year will be the year, but, I'm gigs kind of come around. I'm not looking to get out of town or anything, but, you know, we'll play anywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, you're surrounded or backed up by a bunch of local musicians who have had some success over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Chris Burrows for many years, and Dwayne with Greyhound Soul. I don't know if Ernie's had some stuff going on over there as well, but, you know, is that something that you kind of aspire to as well, or?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I've gotten to get out of town with a couple. I played bass with Teddy Morgan. Went to Italy for a few weeks, and
right.
And I backed Chris up. I played bass for Chris on a small tour through Germany and Czech Republic a couple of years ago. Me and Joe went, and you know, it's no better way to see, you know, the world than to get paid for it and
sure,
you know, play music along the way. So, yeah, that's something I'd love to do. I'd love to, I got a lot of hits on the record from Europe, the Black Smoke record. I got a lot of people emailing me and a lot of interest. So,
mm-hmm.
hopefully if I can get this other one out, it'll generate a little more and
sure.
It'll be worth going over there for right. sure.
Cool. Once again, Black Smoke is your CD that was released 2005, is that right?
Yeah.
And it's available several places online. I noticed on your webpage, CresoMusic.com, but you mentioned that it's on iTunes and CD
yeah.
Baby and all these different outlets, but there were a couple of European labels listed, and that's kind of what I was wondering about, the possible
sure.
European connection for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any deals with them at all, but I know I've just by, you know, I just kind of stumbled upon the fact that they're selling it, so... They're probably getting it from somewhere like Miles of Music or something like that. You know, I know a lot of places around the where I know there's some places in Japan that are carrying it, but
wow.
I can't figure out what the names of them are. I'd love for there to be some interest over there. You know, I know Greyhound's having some. You know, just recently had a it's Blue Rose, right? Blue Rose is has signed Greyhound Soul, and they're going to Europe soon, and maybe I'll go as a roadie. cool with me.
All right. Well, sounds good. In the meantime, shall we go ahead and get back to some live stuff here in Studio 2A?
Let's do it.
Okay, you're listening to Creosote here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
I made a wish upon a star tonight, hoping everything would turn out right. And as it turns out, I made a wish upon a satellite. Yeah, I'm a wish upon a satellite. Well, that's futility and exercise. You can't put it in your pocket. Stars never falling. And every star won't shine so bright tonight. Now my satellite, man, it's gone. And every star won't shine so bright. Upon a star tonight, hoping everything would turn out right. But as it turns out, I made a wish upon a satellite. Yeah, I'm a wish upon a satellite. That's futility and exercise. You can't put it in your pocket when your star's never falling. Every star won't shine so bright tonight. Now my satellite, man, it's gone. And every star won't shine so bright. Hate you, man.
you're looking for some sympathy, you'd be better off dead. But nothing comes easy when you're easily led. Off in the from his cutting room floor scenes. I said I'd call you a pariah. Well, I don't know what that means. He said you call me what you like, and then I'd kill you in your sleep. I said I think that I just figured out the meaning. When you're dying in an alley with a bullet in your head, oh, nothing comes easy when you're easily led. Sirens in the city, this time of night, could be callbacks from canyons fading like Brigadoon. Slipping away in the mist. The storm is out of range, and I'm okay to drive. I'll take you with me. We can't take anything. We can't take anything. Well, I got it all wrong. I'm gonna make it all right. And I miss you. But as long as we're here, I'm gonna put out the light. But I promise I'll stay with you. Thank you.
burn a hole to keep us far from the wrong destination. And straight on the road, well, I got it all wrong. I'm gonna make it all right, and I miss you. You've always been here, and as long as you are, I promise I'll stay with you. Sirens in the city this time of night could be callbacks from canyons fading like Brigadoon slipping away.
All right, once again, you're listening to Creosote here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down tonight. It's always a pleasure having you down here, and your music sounding better than ever. You've been working on a lot of new stuff lately. I know tonight you've been playing some old tunes and some new tunes, but sounds good.
A little horse. Pony. No, yeah, but, you know, the holidays, you know, they get to you, and I was a little sick, but yeah. It's the band sounds great. It's these guys, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I played a Creosote cut a couple weeks ago, and a listener called up and said, I didn't know that Slobberbone was local. You know, it's funny, though, because that was one of the first time I heard Slobberbone. I was already very familiar with your music, and I'm like, wow. Yeah. I don't know if it was an inspiration of yours at all, or...
You know, I love the band. I never, you know, I didn't... I wasn't trying to do it, and but I do, you know, I love the band, and it's funny because there was a review of the record in Europe that said while you're waiting for Brent's next project, Brent, I want to say Best, I can't remember, is it Brent Best from is the singer from Slobberbone? While you're waiting for his next project, check out the Creosote record. You know, it'll get you through, and. Although it doesn't have any of the good rock stuff. So, I don't know. It was sort of good and bad, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So
it's a lie.
So I'm curious, though, of what other music you're listening to, either on a national level or a local level.
Oh, man. Lots of, you know, kind of all different stuff, you know. I think one of the records that kind of poked out this year for me was... the Shins record.
Wincing the Night Away.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a good one. There's a band from Texas called Centromatic.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I've been listening that I really dig. And then, you know, I kind of go down, and then I'll listen to Graham Parsons for like 3 days straight, and then I'll listen to Dylan, and then I'll go back and, you know, I'll listen to... always a little Wilco flying around and Yola Tango and
it's a pretty good cross section of stuff.
Pavement. Yeah. Pavement's one, you know, a couple drinks in me, roll the windows down, crank the Pavement, you know.
Right. Anybody locally? I know that a while back I had D Mulligan in here, and I said, oh, you know, you kind of remind me a little bit of Jason Steed. You should check him out. And since then, you guys have done a couple of gigs together, right?
Yeah. Dave, we've become pretty good friends. And, you know, he's doing great. He's living out of his van, just driving everywhere and playing wherever, whenever, and loving it. And he's one of those guys that is just, you know, he's always got a smile on his face and he's, you know, he's always just ready to play, and it's very, you know, it's sort of, he, you know, he's a little bit younger, so it's sort of, you know, it makes me feel like, yeah, that's what it's all about. He's one of those guys that, you know, and he's, I think he's on his way, he's moving up to San Francisco, and he's going to try and settle down in that area for a little bit, but he'll be back down here once in a while, and I'm sure we'll play together again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any other musicians locally that have caught your attention?
I've been so out of it, you know. You know, my good friend Van Christian has an album that's about to come out. I don't know if you've if you've heard it, but it's a pretty amazing record, honestly. And I, you know, he handed me a copy. I helped him out with some artwork on it, and man, it's a. I think when you guys hear it, you'll be pretty blown away by it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So, and he's, Van's always been an influence of mine, you know. And you know, there's Andrew Kohlberg is, you know, a great up and comer in town. And but you know, honestly, I have, you know, if I'm out, you know, I'm usually playing or sitting out on a patio somewhere smoking. So.
Right. Well, those are some good choices, though. Andrew Kohlberg, Van Christian, I didn't know that he had a new album coming out. I'll have to track him down and get my mitts on that, because I enjoyed the stuff he did in Naked Prey.
Yeah, it's. I think it's probably, it's, you know, I don't want to say it's the best, but I think it might be, for me, the best thing that he's done, but mm-hmm. it's really, really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before I forget, I want to thank Duncan and Mickey on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound tonight.
And so do I.
And if you stick around until 10 o'clock, Bob Girth is coming your way with The Hub, all kinds of great indie rock music. And next week on the live segment of the show, my guest will be the 17th Street Band. They've got an all-star lineup of Tucson musicians. You won't want to miss that. But in the meantime, I'm here with Creosote and, of course, Jason Steed, frontman of the band. I want to thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Hey, thank you, man. It's a lot of fun.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, as I was perusing the creosotemusic.com website, I noticed that that you had some TV and or film work on there with some of your music. How did that all come about?
Yeah, you know, it started out with my buddy who had the publishing company. He had a contact out in L.A. who it was like a music house out there, a distributor. And they had, I was like the only kind of Americana thing they had on their roster. They have a bunch of like underground hip hop and alt rock bands and stuff. And then there was Creosote, and I guess they got asked to do the music for a couple of projects, and they wanted something that was, you know, I was the only thing they had in that genre, something a little more Americana, and so they you know, they used a song here and there, and They used Black and Blue in like the background, in a background scene, like in a bar scene, and I think my movie went like straight to video. I think Winona Ryder and Joseph Fiennes. It was called the Darwin Awards.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a goofy flick, but songs in there, and then the same people like out of the blue, like a year later, just called me up and said, "Hey, this Showtime show wants to use one of your tunes. They want to use Whiskey and Tears," and it was this Californication show. I've never seen it. I never saw the episode that the song was in or anything, but it's a David Duchovny show, and it's supposed to be really good. I heard good things about it, but so they used that, and yeah, it's kind of, you know, phone call out of the blue. Sure, use it. Send me money.
Nice.
I'll sell out. Getting too old.
Yeah. Hopefully a little bit more of that goes your way. And really looking forward to the next album whenever it finally does hit the streets.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Keep us posted. We'll keep the listeners posted as well.
We'll do.
Once again, you're performing next Monday night in a lounge show over at Plush. And then Saturday, April 12th, down in Tombstone at the Outlaw Music Festival over there. So shall you play us up to the top of the hour? Does that sound good?
Sure. Sounds great.
All right. Creosote right here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
Hey, thanks, Don.
Was I drunk? Was I dreaming? Was I sick and still in bed? Was I out? Was I talking to the devil?
That's all I got.